But of course, before we get to that conversation, we get into another conversation where we're talking about all things relating to our body. And I asked you a little bit earlier on, how well do you know your body? What are the telltales of your body telling you that, hey, I'm a little bit tired. I think I've had quite a bit of a run and I don't think I can take it anymore. What are those signs that tell you that, you know what, I am exhausted and you're just like, you know what, I am tired. I can't take it anymore. And you've sent through some messages. You've sent through some voice notes as well, letting me know of what it is that indicates to you that you are feeling a little bit tired, that you are feeling a little bit burnt out, that it is that time of the year that your body is saying to you that, you know what, we can't take it anymore. I don't think I can take it anymore. What do you do? What are those signs that tell you about that? I've got messages talking about being irritable. I've got messages and voice notes of people talking about, you know what, Kosi, I start becoming edgy. I start feeling like I can't take things anymore. I mean, listen to this voice note from Joe.
I also know I'm tired when driving on the road, you know, all these small cars just passing. I'm talking about small engine cars and they're passing my big engine car. You know, and you're just like, just go, okay? Just go. You get so patient and you're not in a rush.
Oh my goodness.
You're not in a rush. You're like, I'll get there.
Oh my goodness.
That's when I know I'm really, really tired.
It's her saying, you know, those small engine cars against our big engine cars for me that says, oh, there's something going on over here. Well, joining me this afternoon to help us navigate this place of year-end fatigue, that experience of feeling tired, that burnout that we're experiencing at this time of the year is Melissa Mashaba. Melissa is no stranger to us over here. She brings in her psychological hat and helps us navigate all these complex thoughts and feelings and experiences that we find ourselves going through. Hey, and you can also join the conversation. We're live right now on our Facebook page. You can just search for Impact 103. You'll be able to see it from there. Melissa, it's good to have you back. I don't know, are you in a space where you also feeling a little bit tired in your body?
Kosi, I'm so glad that I'm back, by the way.
Yes.
And I am so tired.
So this is normal.
It's so normal. I just feel like I just want to be in bed for a whole week and not do anything. And have like chips next to me with the Netflix and just relax.
You're talking my language. You're absolutely talking my language. You know, we're talking about this. We're talking about that you're in fatigue, that experience that people find themselves in when they just feel like, I can't do it anymore. These are the signs that tell me that I'm feeling a little bit tired. Maybe let's start there. How common is it? Like, is this something that is common? Or maybe even better yet, what is year-end fatigue? A lot of people hear people talk about it, but you don't know, am I having year-end fatigue? Or am I just being lazy?
Well, year-end fatigue, or, you know, some people say end-of-year fatigue. It's basically when you are exhausted mentally, physically, socially, towards the end of the year. It is specifically towards the end of the year. Mm. Around end of October, November, December, that's when it starts to kick in. And this is because this increase of stress. So you have, you know, projects to complete. The matrix are writing exams. Students are preparing for the exams. Mm. So you have so much on your plate. You're also thinking about the festive season. You have to buy things. Yeah. So there's a lot on your plate and you feel quite run down.
Yeah. And I think in the workplace is where a lot of people also start to feel that pressure of, I need to meet the deadlines. Mm. I need to be able to meet my targets. If you're in a space where you're working with targets, how common is this? Is this something that is common for people to experience and find themselves in this place? Or is this something that is really isolated to, again, one might be thinking to those who just can't manage themselves?
It is extremely common. Whether you're a CEO, you know, a driver, a student, psychologist, doctor, whatever the case may be, we all feel run down. A lot of people do feel run down. So it's not like you're lazy or you don't love your work anymore. It's just that your body wants to rest because it's been a long year.
And what are those things that I can look out for? Because now we're talking about it. I mean, I was talking about it earlier. I become listful things. I just want all sorts of things. What are those things that I can look out for? The symptoms that may be indicating that, hey, Kosi, maybe it might be time, a good moment for you to pause and pay attention to what's happening in your body, psychologically, emotionally.
So the first key indicator is difficulty with energy. So even if you had a good night's rest, 7, 8, 9 hours, when you wake up, you still feel drained. You still feel tired. That is the one indicator that I look for in people. Secondly, when you're quite irritable,
This is a common one.
Yes, quite common. And also increasing appetite or decreasing appetite. So perhaps you feel like you're craving more salty, sugary things rather than, you know, the veggies. You're going for the slap chips. You're going for the pizza.
Ooh, now you're attacking me outright. That's what's happening right now.
I'm attacking myself right now.
Yeah.
So also just feeling overwhelmed. This sense of overwhelm with the responsibilities that you have, like from home, from school, from work. You just feel like, you know, when you scribble on a piece of paper and you don't see where the line meets and, you know, where it ends. That's how it is in your mind. Everything is just scrambling and you don't know how to fix everything at once because you're so overwhelmed.
Now, I mean, it's one thing for me to understand the symptoms, so to say, that could indicate to me that maybe I might be experiencing that end of year fatigue. What are the consequences of it? Like, what would be on the other side of if I don't sort it out? Because it's easy for me to go, I'm feeling tired, but I can't stop, I can't slow down, I can't afford to take the break. I can't afford to take one day leave and make it a long weekend. I can't afford to give my body what I think it wants, which is sleep or whatever it is that it may be. What's the adverse effect of if someone doesn't pay attention to that?
All right, so the first thing that you'll see is the physical effects. So you'll see that with stress, your immune system is weaker. That means you're getting flu a lot. You know, you're coughing a lot. You get these nitty-gritty, you know, illnesses that you're not even understanding where you're getting from. Last week you were fine. This week you're sick. The next week you're sick. Or the flu that just prolongs for a long period of time.
Mm.
Also, there's sleep disturbances going on. So you might have insomnia. Or you don't get a full night's rest. So you're constantly waking up in the night, during the night. And you're not getting that REM sleep. So you're not feeling, you know, more rested. There's also mental outcomes or effects that can help happen. So with prolonged stress, you're at increased risk for depression and anxiety.
Sure.
There's also emotional exhaustion, such as your irritability. You have no joy in your life. You feel like there's no life satisfaction going on within yourself. And there's also cognitive things that are happening, such as you can't retain your memory.
Mm.
So things that, let's say someone told you their name 5 minutes ago, you tend to struggle to get that name again.
Yeah.
You struggle with solving the problems at work or at home, or just decision-making skills are diminished at this time of the year.
And I mean, this is something that somebody else actually mentioned on the WhatsApp line, saying, you know, I struggle to remember things. I'm not as fast. I'm not as focused in my work because I'm struggling with that pressure of I can't take a break. As an employer that may be listening to us right now, you know, you're trying to find the balance of not encouraging laziness, but also being aware of people's emotional, psychological, mental well-being. How do I toe that line? How do I come to a place of going, okay, it's that time of the year, it's the 1st of November. Do I go, I'm wondering what advice you'd give to that employer. Do I give one day that is for wellness to everybody for the sake of the moving forward of the company? Because if everybody's not okay, the organization, the bottom end is going to suffer. What do you say to that employer that may be thinking, I'm seeing that it's slow on the floor. What do I do to motivate my staff?
I think the first thing is, you know, we tend to underestimate sitting down as a group and talking. Just having that safe space, creating that safe space for your employees to tell you that, you know, I feel so run down. Get a sense of the temperature in the room. Are they all feeling run down? Is it some individual so that you can see how you can individually help them?
Yeah.
Or is it the whole company? And also perhaps saying you can have 2 hours off. So instead of knocking off at 4, you can knock off at 2. That in itself can give them that motivation, that energy that they need for the rest of the day to complete the accomplishments, the tasks at home.
That's good. That's actually very good, because then people also feel seen.
Yes.
The fact that you're considering their working hours, you're giving them that room to be able to just wind down earlier and as simply as they can. Now, I mean, for a lot of us, we may be listening and thinking, okay, Melissa, I know what you're talking about. I am there. I've been there for the last 2 months. You know, this is where I'm asking you, what is a practical way? What are some of the things that we could do right now that I can apply into my life to help me into that stretch where leave is not an option, where I can't really go away. I've got kids that I need to take into consideration. But what are some of the things that I can do today when I get home to just help my body a little bit more as we get ready to wrapping up the year?
All right. So firstly, at work, what you can do is, you know, everyone says, oh, time management skills and all of those things.
Absolutely.
But it can be quite difficult. So there's something called a Pomodoro session, where you have 25 minutes, you don't talk to anyone, you don't touch your phone, you don't pick up calls, you don't answer emails, and you concentrate on the task at hand.
Sure.
For 25 minutes only. It sounds a lot, but it's quite doable.
It sounds like a lot.
It is. But I tried it this year with my research, and it really helped me complete my research.
Mm.
So you would have 25 minutes of working, 5 minutes, you can stretch your legs, drink water, answer your calls, and then 25 minutes again. Mm. Whether that's for 2 hours in a day or maybe an hour a day, it can really help you, you know, accomplish those tasks at work.
Sure.
At home, I know we all want the slap chips, you know, but,
yeah,
you know, having a little bit of balance. I know it's very difficult, but let's say out of the 7 days in the week, maybe 3 days you're eating your vegetables,
yeah,
you know, and then for the rest of the week, then you'll have, you know, your slap chips here and there. Try to get that balance. And also physical activity. You know, at this time, I know it's the fatigue. You don't want to do anything. So, Melissa, how am I supposed to get active?
Yeah.
You know, so something as small as taking a 10-minute walk can do wonders for your mental health.
Which so many times you almost feel like that's too small a thing to
do. Yes. It's better than nothing,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing. And also there's, you know, these YouTube workout people, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
There's one who I used when I was feeling quite burnt out. Her name is Grover Joe.
Yes.
So she has like 10 minutes, 15 minutes workouts that you can do in your living room.
Mm.
And the nice thing is that the music is lively. She has a section for praise and worship.
That's
so you
awesome.
Can do the praise and worship,
yeah.
plus exercising. So it can really boost your confidence.
Man, it sounds encouraging. It almost gives me a little bit of hope in the sense that it's possible for people to step out of that box, that darkness, that heaviness that they may be finding themselves in. Melissa, unfortunately, we run out of time. But for people that may be feeling like I need serious help.
Mm.
I need more than just eating veggies 3 times a week. I need more than just, you know, getting to grow with Joe and do some exercise. What platforms, what places are available? What are the contact details that people can reach to be able to get that support and help?
All right. So first of all, this Lifeline. It is open 24 hours every day. And it's free. So they offer free counseling to everyone regarding the mental health issue. They will give you the counseling that you need. And the number is 011-422-4242. There's also SADAG, South African Depression and Anxiety Group.
Yeah.
So you see now my end-year fatigue is getting things.
Your memories
up.
Are all over the show.
So SADAG is the same as Lifeline.
Mm.
However, they are open Monday to Friday between 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. No, Monday to Sunday
yeah.
from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Mm.
And their number is 0800-567-567.
Yeah, Melissa, thank you so much. This, I think, has been more helpful for people than what you may actually think, because people may be feeling a little bit imprisoned by that year-end fatigue and feeling like there's no hope for them and no strength for them and no opportunity for them to be able to break out of it. And I think you've made it one. A lot of people feel like, okay, it's not just me, which is very important, but also to know that there's hope, there's help, there's an opportunity for you to be able to break out of it, to be able to carry out to the end of the year.
Mm.
And more importantly, even to the employer, to know that they have an opportunity to be able to be that gap for people to last till the end of the year. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to give us some more details.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh man, absolutely always awesome to have a Melissa Mashaba joining us right here on the Afternoon Drive with Khosi, who is a clinical psychologist, giving us the insight of how we should navigate when we find ourselves in that space of year-end fatigue, that burnout season that we many times find ourselves in. We've been chatting about it for the last couple of minutes, but now we're actually in a space where we feel like, hey, there's hope, there's an opportunity, there's an avenue that I can be able to walk into, that I can be able to take and be able to find some freedom.
Live to the beat of hope on Impact 103.